Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jim Gardner, who's the CEO of Sergenians up in Madison, Wisconsin. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing very fine. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being with us. Actually, you were in the news yesterday. You were named Mohawk's Greenworks Dealer of the Year, so congratulations.
Thank you. Well, we were very surprised by it.
Yeah, actually, I've got to commend Mohawk. You're a StarNet member. You're a Flooring America member. You're not a Floorscapes or Color Center Elite member, so obviously they'll look at any entry and give it to anybody who deserves it. So congratulations actually to Mohawk for looking at a level playing field there. Let's start out talking a little bit about, you know, we did a best practices in Floor Focus on you guys back in October. Just give us a quick rundown. I mean, you've been in business for, I think, 79 years, is that right?
Well, actually, this is our 80th year.
Okay. 80th year. You've got two locations up there. You do, as I said, you're both StarNet and Flooring America, which some people might know that, but that means that you're both in the commercial and the residential business. How does that break out? What percentage of your business is commercial and residential?
Well, one of our locations that we've got is our distribution center where we have our commercial offices, and that is about 50% of our business. Mm-hmm. And then the balance at our retail stores, retail and a little bit of builder. Obviously, it's not as much builder as it used to be.
And the business is family run. I mean, there's basically two families involved, the Garner family and the Sergenian family. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. And you've actually been with the company since 63, I believe. Is that right?
Yes. Okay. And then in 72, I bought out one of the brothers. And eventually one of the sons of the brothers has come back into the business to be my partner.
Okay. Well, talk to us about your whole recycling, your whole green initiatives. Tell us a little bit about why you were picked as the winner.
Well, we've tried to do the recycling for quite a while. We started back when Honeywell was doing it, back in the late 90s, and then that stopped. But every opportunity that we had through our commercial work to do a job where they needed to have the carpet recycled, we worked on that and made sure that it kept out of the landfill. And then when StarNet initiated the relationship with CARE back in 06, we were just about ready to go with it, and then we initiated it back in February 1 of 2007 with the promise not to put any carpet in the landfill. And we have done that, and it doesn't matter whether it's carpet samples or scraps from a job or anything. We have been able to keep that out of the landfill.
And so you've actually been recognized, I think, up in Madison as one of seven companies that are part of a group called Empowering. What does
correct.
That mean?
That was another initiative. With the recycling, we thought that was very important, but there's more to it. And so we wanted to get on the new efforts that were being started in Madison called Empowering. So we had to look at all different opportunities from solar to changing our lights to looking at any efficiencies that we could do, transportation. How do we encourage our employees to do carpooling, ride buses, look at the trips that they're taking? And then we started a group within our company called Enact, which is one of the initiatives that they've got, where you look at more things, including food and how you get your food and from what locations, et cetera. So it's just making people aware of more things, you know, to help reduce our carbon footprint.
All right. So you started out with a commitment to recycle any old flooring you took out. Then you started looking at some energy savings areas. And so it's basically become, I guess, part of your personality at the business that you're.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And, yep. And you actually, I think you're on Facebook and Twitter as.
We are. So we're doing the social networking on this, and we're trying to get all of our staff to do that and actually encouraging other dealers to look at that. It is definitely a way of the future, and it changes so quickly.
Yeah. Does it cost you, on just the recycling part, is it expensive to have the commitment not to send anything to the landfill, or is it kind of offset itself? Or?
No, the overall cost is about three times what it would cost us just to throw it in a dumpster. Okay. We looked at our cost per pound on that and what it was, and obviously you save that by not putting it in the dumpster. But we have all the processing, we have the extra handling with all of our installers. If we have a commercial job, we have to go out and pick up the goods and bring it back. And then once it is sorted, if it is not able to be used in either the nylon 6 or the cut piles that are used for industrial products, then it's going to be baled and we send it off for waste energy.
All right, so there is some cost associated with it, but you probably get business because now you're recognized as being kind of a green supplier, right?
Absolutely. We use that. We spent 1 month when we first initiated this, and that was our only ad, was talking about the benefits of this. Nothing about a sale on carpet or sale on ceramic or anything.
Yeah, okay. When it comes to marketing the green nature, I know the people in the commercial market are really tuned into it. Tell me on the residential side, when Miss Jones comes in, you're going to sell her some flooring, is she starting to tune in up in Madison, Wisconsin to the fact that green is something she should be tuned into?
I would say the majority of the people are. We have signs all over the place that indicate that and talk about it. So if they're not asking about it, we make sure that they're aware of it. We also talk about the fact that others talk about doing recycling, but the point is that no one can give them an independent certification that it was kept out of the landfill. Because it's a complete process that you have to buy in all the way, or else you have to be careful for getting greenwashing in there.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, I got to tell you, you're the second winner of this award. They just started it last year, and so it sounds like you really are living the talk. Let me ask you, they give you some options when they award this to you. What did you opt for in the prize?
Well, we still have our ad agency looking at the chip ad that can be done with the Mohawk HGTV as a possibility, but it might not fit into how it ties in with our smart package and our Green Works information that we put out there. And if that's the case, then we're going to be looking at the new lighting at our distribution center to do that.
All right, fantastic. Tell me how business is right in Madison right now.
Well, it is soft, although this January we have seen business pick up. We're looking at roughly the last two Saturdays we've had 40 sets of customers walk through our door, which is real encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
But we're running real hard promotions. We're talking about our 80th year and special installation rates and everything. So we're doing what we need to do to drive the traffic.
All right, great. All right. Well, Jim, I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, congratulations on winning this award. We've been talking to Jim Gardner, who's CEO at Sergenians in Madison, Wisconsin. You've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.